This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that India operates with a spirit of development, not expansionism. He remarked that India has always supported an open, secure, inclusive and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering after dedicating three frontline naval combatants, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vakshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai.
आज भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
Remarking that today was a big day for India's maritime heritage, the glorious history of the Navy and the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, the Prime Minister said that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj gave a new strength and vision to the Navy in India. He emphasized that it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders. The Prime Minister noted that when it came to the development of coastal nations, India introduced the mantra of Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, and advanced with this vision. The Prime Minister remarked that India has emerged as the first responder in the Indian Ocean region. The Prime Minister congratulated the armed forces for propelling the Make in India campaign. He highlighted that India's defence production has surpassed 1.25 lakh crore rupees and the country is exporting defence equipment to over 100 nations. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reforms for the defence sector and by the end of the year, the defence sector will implement many reforms. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. Prime Minister Modi said that the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan also extended greetings to all ranks of the Indian Army on the occasion. A high-powered inquiry committee, which was set up on receipt of information provided by U.S. authorities regarding the activities of some organized criminal groups and terrorist organizations, has submitted its report to the central government. The Union Home Ministry said the committee has recommended legal action against an individual whose earlier criminal links and antecedents also came to notice during the inquiry. It has also recommended that the legal action must be completed expeditiously. In Bangladesh, the Supreme Court today acquitted Khaleda Zia, Tariq Rehman and others in the Zia Orphanage Trust graft case. The court, headed by Chief Justice Syed Rifat Ahmed, pronounced the verdict unanimously, acquitting Khaleda, former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and others who were convicted and sentenced by the lower court in the Zia Orphanage Trust graft case. The grand and divine Mahakumbh is capturing global attention. As part of this, a 21-member delegation from 10 countries will take a holy dip at the Sangam tomorrow. The delegation, invited by the Ministry of External Affairs, is arriving today. Arrangements for the delegation stay have been made at the tent city in Areal. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for Delhi NCR due to dense and very dense fog in many places. Delhi's visibility dropped to 0 meters at 9 a.m. this morning. According to Indian Railways, 26 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed for up to 4 hours. And in women's cricket, India posted a huge target of 436 runs against Ireland in the third and final match of the three-match ODI series in Rajkot, Gujarat. In reply, Ireland were 88 for 2 in 14.4 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.